While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it. Because of the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Right at the beginning of Lent each year, the first week of Lent, we hear the story of Jonah. And it's a reminder from the church, our mother, saying, "Do you see the power that repentance has when united with fasting? The transformation that it can bring about?" And it's a good time to speak about what is the goal, what is the end of fasting? Why do we do it? So there are multiple reasons. And oftentimes we'll have one focus, like, okay, I want to die to a certain sin. I want to strengthen my will. I'm doing this because I'm offering it to merit graces for another person. Those are all great ends, but they're all secondary. The primary end of fasting is union. We fast because we want to be one with our Lord Jesus Christ. On Ash Wednesday, and you are the 6:30 Mass goers, I shared with our 8 o'clock Mass goers and school students, I was reading the book Divine Intimacy, a really beautiful work. And it spoke of the season of Lent as a time when we enter into and share in the sufferings of Christ. That whatever we undertake during these 40 days, it's so that in and through that sacrifice, that fast, that offering, we can become more one with Christ in His sufferings, so that we can share in His redemption. And he said, because when you love someone, and the more you love someone, the more that you are willing to suffer with that person. But when you truly love someone, you want to actually share in their sufferings. And that's what we do during the season of Lent. I close with this. Something that I find very valuable to keep the focus during the season. Because let's say you're giving up chocolate or soda or bread or whatever it might be. You know, it can just become a routine. My spiritual director in the seminary, he said, you should have a theme, like a mantra for the season of Lent. And every time you make a sacrifice, you remind yourself of what that theme is. And it might be, I boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that every time I make that sacrifice, I say, Lord, I do this because I want to boast in your cross. I want to share in your cross. It might be, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So every single time we make that fast, it's, Lord Jesus Christ, live in me. Let me die to myself so that there's nothing left of me but you fully take over. I want you to possess me completely. And so forth. May we keep the focus of Lent throughout this season.